Hello and welcome. I'm Greg Martinelli, and this is the Ag Sales Professional Podcast. And the purpose of this podcast is to make you the best salesperson or sales manager possible in agribusiness. Well, today I want to cover five fast and furious ways to sell more and sell better. These are five quick methods to being a better salesperson. And here's the deal. Anyone can do them, but few will. So set yourself apart by implementing them today. Well, the first fast and furious way to sell more and sell better is to be easy. How easy is it for your customers to do business with you and your company? In today's time-condensed, 24-hour available busy environment, customers have a much lower tolerance for difficulty in their lives. So here's some clues. Be easy to get a hold of. Answer your phone. Call people back quicker than they expect. Reply quickly to pertinent emails and delete the rest. Zero out your inbox so the important emails aren't lost. Handle them once and get them into folders or deleted. Another part of being easy, be easy to order from. If the company phone system is not easy to use, fix the system or bridge the gap until it is easy to put orders in. And by bridging the gap, I mean taking the orders on your cell. If that's not feasible, figure out your own communication method to make it easy for customers to place an order, track its progress if needed, or know when it will arrive. Third part about being easy, let's just talk about the administrative and accounting systems in ag. This is a huge issue. We have very difficult accounting systems. A lot of them are old, ancient, and not very effective, except that they help us do what we need to do. They're not very easy for customers to understand. We have complicated financing programs, and in many cases, there's prepays, early orders, early delivery, 0% financing, but only on certain products, and the list just keeps going on. If your customers are confused, get trained on how to understand your admin programs or gain access to the system that allows you to understand them. This can be a huge trust area if not handled correctly. I mean, would you trust somebody that quotes you a price? The price comes out different on the invoice, and then that person can't explain why it's different? You should be able to walk a customer through any administrative issue that occurs. The last part about the being easy is you might be listening to this and saying, well, Greg, that's not my job. Well, guess what? You're right. It isn't your job. However, it is if no one else is solving your customer's problems. I agree that someone in the company should create an invoice or a monthly statement that's easy to read. But until then, you're going to have to fill in and help your customer understand. All right. The second fast and furious way to sell more and sell better is to focus on the vital few versus the minor many. It's frequent in our industry that we want to treat everybody the same, the little guy just like the big guy. And that is a tough thing to do and still get your job done. One of the most important decisions you make every single day as a salesperson is where to go and who to call on. Your time is what you are giving to your company, if you think about it. And what you do with that time, since nobody's telling you, typically, nobody tells us as salespeople where to go and what to do, that decision to turn left and turn right out of your driveway is one of the most important ones you make every single day. Do you focus on the vital few or the minor many? And the vital few are the 20% of the 80-20 or the Pareto principle or whatever you want to talk about being your top customers who provide most of your revenue. Focus on them for deciding on allocating your time, your financial investments, and how to structure your business operations. After all, they are a significant part of your business. The minor many are great customers, and we enjoy doing business with them. We're not running them off. However, their total revenue doesn't justify spending your time or your company resources on their business. If you're a salesperson, this means spending time on sales calls with them. Well, you're just going to have to come back next time to hear about the other three. And they are, number three, the 10 people at your funeral. Number four, the arsonist versus the firefighter. And number five, sales gratitude. I hope today's podcast helped you on your journey to be the best ag sales professional possible. Now, you can always access more blog articles, podcasts, and training opportunities, both virtual and in person, on my website at www.gregmartinelli.net. Thank you and have a great day.